guys, and welcome to episode 30 of the Low Carb Universe Show.
Woohoo! Not episode 30. That is cool.
I know. Hi, Bitte.
Hi, Hanna. I think that it's fantastic that we've been so good at this, or at least that we've been doing it.
But I know. I'm surprised.
But it's fun.
It is so much fun.
It is so much fun. So that's why.
And I mean, in 30 episodes, we've gained, you know, one or two listeners. So that's good.
No, actually, I think there are 7 or 8. Now we have to be honest.
Well, fair to ourselves.
No. But we'll continue because as long as we think it's fun.
Yeah, it's not really about the listeners. It's about us having fun.
Yes. It's our daily chat being recorded, sort of. Yeah.
A little bit. So today we're talking about something that you've been experimenting with. What is that?
I've been doing carnivore.
What?
This Monday I've been doing it for 4 weeks. And it's been very interesting.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel great. I really do. This is, I was quite surprised, and I think it's quite easy to eat like this. So, it's, when you turn low carb, high fat, you feel like, possible to feel like this. And then you go carnivore, and you think, no, is it possible to feel even more great? But obviously it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I should tell people first why I'm doing this.
It's probably a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, it's not primarily for weight loss. It's actually for therapeutic reasons, but that's another whole show. But most of all, besides the other part, it's because I'm very curious. I've been doing this for almost 10 years, and every time something new turns up, I get like, I want to try that because I want to know how it is. And I've been trying, you know, when the bulletproof coffee came, I did that. I did the fat shock. I did the keto, taking the blood test or the urine stick. But some things, they come and they go.
Yes.
That's the reason why I'm curious. And so I've been doing it like I've been eating 99% animal food, almost dairy free. I had my oldest daughter came by Sunday and made this wonderful dairy cream sauce with a pork steak, and it was great.
That's also carnivore, so
that is so carnivore. I know. I don't need it on a daily basis, and I've added very little fat. But that almost, I've been doing that for a longer time. I don't put like 50 grams of butter on my
steak. Which is what we talked about last week.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I've been doing with normal keto, low carb. I eat when I'm hungry. And I've also been doing 16-8, but some mornings I've been waking up being hungry and I've been eating. But that's during these 4 weeks that might have happened 2-3 times. I discovered that going on carnivore, I get so full. So sometimes I've only eating more often just once a day.
Okay.
And the first week, or the first 2 weeks, I used the Ketonics breath analyzer and took my blood glucose every morning just to see if I was on the right track or if I was doing something, and out of curiosity once again. But I don't do that anymore because I found now a level that suits me. I know that I'm doing the right thing.
So basically eating lots of only eating proteins does not kick you out of ketosis. How exciting is that?
Yeah. And I have been a believer, because I have friends telling me that do low carb and keto, and they say I can't eat too much protein because it increases the glucose levels. But no, it doesn't do that.
At least when you have a proper insulin response.
Yes, and I do have that. Do a large health check every second year, and I did my last, the latest one I did now in April, and I had my, what do you call it in English? Is it C-peptides as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, 50 or something, and that's, I don't know the measurements or so, but it was really awesome. And then if we look at positive outcome of this test, that I eat more varied proteins. I don't only eat meat, beef and things like that, or pork. I eat a whole lot of more fish.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. And I found a really nice cod that is wild caught in the North Atlantic. So I buy a packet of that every week. And it's like 800 grams.
Okay.
And I think that's about 2 pounds. And I eat it during the week. That's good because I'm very careful when it comes to choosing fish. Because I don't want salmon that is... No. So, and I also reintroduced liver in my life.
Yummy.
At least half a kilo each week. And I...
What kind of liver do you take?
Chicken liver.
Chicken, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going for chicken heart now.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice variation.
Yeah, my oldest daughter, she's been feeding her cat with, she's so smart, my daughter. I'm so proud of her. She feeds her cats with chicken heart. And one day she stood there cutting it up in pieces and she thought, why am I feeding this to my cats? Why am I not trying it myself? And she did. Yeah. And she said it was truly delicious.
Yeah, it's not bad actually. Heart is probably one of the most likely innards that I would eat. Recently tested both, but then I had beef heart and it was really, really nice. It was like, it's just like a chewier steak, really. It's not like, it doesn't taste bad. It doesn't have that, you know, extra added flavor that, for example, liver has, and it's not quite as disgusting as lamb fries, as I also had in the same evening. Heart is probably the one that I could get behind the easiest.
But then, you know, heart is a muscle, just like beef.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have a hard time going offal, eating intestine.
If you have a hard time...
If you have a heart, that is so funny. You can go to bed now. You've done yours.
Thank you.
Okay, so you should try heart because it is a muscle. It's not like kidney or liver or anything. Just do it.
Yeah.
Other positives, energy.
Also, what I really do enjoy in terms of innards is actually like really like over 97% sausages, because you have no idea what they put in them.
No, but that is smart, because it's a smart way of getting things that is nice for you that you have a hard time eating. And I think that's very clever, Hanna, again. So, okay, energy, other positives, if I didn't have enough before.
Duracell bunny.
Yeah, my mood, my creativity.
That's fantastic. We are really reaping the benefits of that one.
Yeah, yes. But one thing that struck me this weekend, I am editing a book manuscript for a friend, helping a friend, and it's about leadership development, and I think that's not interesting at all. The thing is that I, after my burnout, like 17 years ago, I've had a hard time reading science literature.
Me too.
Yes, it's so, it's like, when I was doing this, educating to be a dietary advisor, I had a really hard time reading the books because it was like I read a small part of it. And then I was going to continue on the other part. And then I had to go back to what did I read? So but this time I'm not interested. It's not a subject that I know very much about. But I'm fast, I'm effective, I'm accurate, and I'm able to question my friend and come with suggestions to rephrase some of his thoughts and what he has written and so. So I'm quite astonished of what has happened to me.
I would be too.
Yes. I've never been stupid since after my, but I've had a hard time, and you as you said, you can relate as well.
Yeah, because it really changes your ability to focus.
Yes,
and that takes a long time to retrain in that way. So yeah, I still have problems reading longer things in one go.
Yeah,
maybe I should just go carnivore.
Yeah, maybe you should. I do one chapter at a time. And it's like instead of reading it all at once, because it's if you're just go looking at the grammar part, it's very easy to do it. You don't have to see the whole picture. But as I'm reading the book, I realize that I actually taken it in what he's writing, and that is why I can do. Why I can question and come with suggestions to changes in his book. So that is a really an epiphany for me. I'm so happy about this.
Your friend must be incredibly happy about your carnivore experiment.
Yes, I don't know if I told you. Maybe I told him. I don't know, but I think he's quite impressed. Yeah, klappa på min egen axel. What do you say that in English?
Tooting my own horn.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know what that means, but I trust you that it means what I mean. Never heard it.
Yes.
When it comes to negatives, I actually can't think of any.
You don't even miss vegetables?
No. Yes.
Like the different flavors and textures.
Yes, I do. And you say, you know, I said in the beginning that I do 99% animal, because sometimes I feel like I really would have something else. And I've been doing some asparagus, and maybe I can take some small pieces of cauliflower or something. I was out at my favorite lunch restaurant, and they have this a special way of making cooking salmon, and I take it every time I'm there, and I'm there like 3 times a month. I do it all the time because I can't do it at home. I tried, and it's like, and I don't know the English word for it, but it's wonderful. And they have this dill mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And it's so nice with this fish. And I had that because that is such a special occasion. So I haven't been hardcore 100% carnivore, but 99%. And sometimes haven't been hungry, I've had maybe 2-3 times I had like half a deciliter of nuts, because that crunchy, you know, and but it's been much easier and simpler than I could ever believe. It's like, okay, this is the way I am supposed to eat, sort of.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Then I don't know if this, what I'm going to say next, if it's a negative or what it is. But the thing is, my calorie intake is much lower because I get full. Yesterday I had like 200 grams of pork for lunch. And then I was working, and we went away, the family, we came back, I had no dinner, we came back home after 9 p.m. and I felt a little hungry, and then I took like half a deciliter of nuts. And I can't push it, because when I'm full, I'm full. And I'm thinking like, is this sustainable for a longer period? Is this a diet that you can do for life? In my case, I don't know. Because I lost almost 12 pounds already.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm still not super thin. Don't think that, because I got my shapes and my, I have my butt, my store and my fat store.
Your fat store.
Yeah. But if I should do this, continue to do this, I don't know what's going to happen, because my stored fat will be finished.
Yeah.
Or maybe I will start eating more automatically then. But then I also believe in cycling. I believe that.
Yes, definitely.
Because that is what I've been doing when going keto and low carb earlier. There could be like 4 days I only ate protein. And then I had like 1 week that I was binging on veggies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now I see, I don't know, there are of course a lot of great, fantastic success stories about people who have done carnivore for a very, very long time and all this stuff. But I still, I don't know, I still see it as sort of a, like you say, like a cycling thing, like that you can use when you need an extra boost, or you need to calm down your system, or you know, if you, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not certain. Okay, fine, I haven't tried, but I'm not certain that it is long-term sustainable for life way of eating. I'm not sure.
But that in another way, you can say that I'm going to implement this more because I know that I feel good, and maybe I will have longer carnivore periods than earlier. Just as simple as
that. And that's fantastic if it works for you. Again, like we've said so many times, like if you find something that works for you, then stick with it, do it, whatever it is, and whatever someone else says that does not keto or whatever, that doesn't matter, as long as it works for you and you are reaching the goals that you want to reach.
Yes, hear, hear. Monday, because I am so curious, I went to have a blood work.
Yes.
And that was really exciting because test answers kept coming and coming, and then it was no more. And I waited and waited, and suddenly the last ones I missed came. With the doctor's
recommendation
that he strongly advised me to contact my doctor because of my terrible lipids.
Oh.
Yeah, my terrible.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you that my lipids are like crazy now. But the thing is that the same thing happened when I went low carb, high fat. Like 9 years ago. The same thing happened a few years ago, like in 2014. The diet doctor had my success story on his website. And I had sent him my test results because I've been doing, as I said, I've been doing those health checks regularly. And he took a look at them. And according to him, it's like a minority of the people, they can have a reaction called regression to the mean, that you just ka-ching up in the roof and then it goes down. And that is because after 9 months, 8 or 9 months going on low carb, high fat, I had a cholesterol of 10.1. And that is pretty high, according to the doctors. But 2 years later, it was 7.1. And the year after, it was 7. That conclusion was quite all right.
Is that the same as they talk about hyper responders?
Exactly. I think I'm a hyper responder, actually.
Yeah.
Because anyone else that would have been given those test results would have been scared as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no. Because I know
we should get Dave Feldman on the case. Dave, if you're listening,
yes,
please help me out.
Yes, no, I know, I don't need, but I want to hear his opinion. That would be great.
That's exactly what I meant.
Yes, but I started to search for information on this, and it was really hard finding it because I am not the one to read science reports. I don't know which ones to read, and it's very hard. I tried to, and I find some experiments done on mice and things like that, and it doesn't feel like it was the right for me. But then I found a logic explanation from Dr. William Davis, the guy that wrote Wheat Belly.
Yeah.
And that is, in short, that weight loss releases stored fat, which affects the values. And don't do blood work until weight have been stable for 4 weeks.
Yeah, and you've been losing weight like crazy for the past 4 weeks.
I've never experienced this before.
Yeah.
So you can say that, okay, in some way I put the money down the drain Monday by doing it Monday. On the other hand, I had other interesting results. Like the
I was just
kidneys
say that.
And liver, perfect. Vitamins and minerals, perfect. And my A1C 28 millimoles per mole or less than 5%.
Nice. Whoop, whoop.
That is nice. And he was, and the thing is that the doctor said also that I'm a bit concerned about your A1C. And I'm like,
Why?
Because it should be no less than 32 in Sweden, according to this laboratory.
Please go shove something somewhere.
Yes, sure. Sort of, kind of. The thing I'm going to do now, I'm going to continue because I still feel, I feel this is great. And I will continue. And when my weight is stable, I will go to do the blood works again, but only the lipids, because it's not for free to do this, but you can do only the lipids, and those
you're
are
not sponsored, are you?
No, I'm not. I pay everything out of my own pocket, so it would be very interesting to see, because when being in my age, if you're a lady or a woman. I'm a lady. I'm not a lady, you should know. But when you get...
You're a keto lady.
Yeah, I'm a keto lady. When you get too thin, you start to look like you're tired and sick and...
You look a bit malnourished.
Yes.
I think, if you're too thin after a certain age.
Yes, you do. And every woman in my age, the older you get, it's nice to have a couple of extra kilos. It's actually nice for your health. So the thing is now, what is going to happen in the nearest future? Will my weight continue to go to decrease? Because in that case, I think okay, 1 kilo more down, but then it's stop, no more. And how do I do? Do I force myself to eat more protein? I don't think so, because, you know, it's like when I
more
eat...
More fat.
It should be more fat then. Yeah, I think that is the correct way to handle it at this time.
That's the whole thing with, for example, the keto gains and our wonderful LCU18 speaker, Luis Villasenor.
Yeah.
And their philosophy is, of course, that, you know, you eat... You keep carbs to a minimum, which you clearly do on carnivore.
Yeah.
You have sort of, you eat your protein no matter what.
Yeah.
And then you use fat as a lever.
Yeah.
If you need to gain more weight, you eat more fat.
Yeah.
If you need to lose weight, you don't add any fat.
Exactly. So I think I'll be adding some fat then, yeah. And yes, and one interesting thing. I got a scale at home that measures my body fat. I am quite... What should you say? I'm not sure they are also accurate.
A little bit skeptical.
A little bit skeptical. But the thing is that I do weigh myself regularly. It doesn't matter. It's just an automatic thing I do. I don't do it because I'm not aiming for weight loss. I'm quite happy with the way I am. But I do it because I love numbers. I love numbers. You know, I have all my test results throughout the years in an Excel document, and I you can do like diagrams, or you can do circles, and you can do things like that. So I can see what has happened, and I've lost, because one thing you should be very aware of is that if you lose a lot of weight, you have to watch it so you don't lose too much muscle mass. And
exactly.
I have lost some, but I have lost about 3 times as much fat.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So it's I and also I have to say, when I started this, I only just had arrived home from Majorca. So let me tell you that 1 kilo was probably water, and maybe 2 as well. Now I don't have any retained water. I'm not swollen at all. So it's starting to take from my fat. Overall, I think this is super interesting. And I will continue as long as I feel good. And I will cycle further in the future.
Yep.
Because, you know, the Swedish cabbage, when you fry it in a lot of butter and you add some heavy cream and you can eat just that for a meal, So I would never take that out of my my diet forever. So that is my experiment.
Fantastic. I'm so happy that you shared that with us, all, the three of us.
I am very, very curious if any one of our listeners have been trying this. What these, what their reactions are, how they feel, if they had done any blood work, if they've been doing it for long or yeah, whatever. I would love some reactions because this is so... Yeah. Interest.
If you want to discuss this further with Bitte and or some of our speakers who are going to bring this topic up, for example, Vanessa Spina, Ketogenic Girl, about carnivore and the results and effects of carnivore. And if you're interested in that, I think you should really join us in November for LCU 18 in Mallorca, in Spain, and hang out with some super awesome, fantastic people like us and the rest.
Yeah.
So you can find more information on our webpage, as usual, at lcu18.thelowcarbuniverse.com.
Yeah, you do, as Hannah says now. We'll keep in touch, Hannah.
Definitely. Yeah. Have a great week.
Yeah, the same to you. Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.